It's been 7 months since EFF leader Julius Malema was convicted for the unlawful possession of a firearm, possession of ammunition, and discharging a firearm in a public place after he fired an automatic rifle at a rally in a stadium in the Eastern Cape in 2018. In April this year, he was sentenced to 5 years imprisonment. And despite his conviction and sentencing, which, I should add, he's appealing, he still serves as a member of the Judicial Service Commission, the body which interviews judges and makes recommendations before they're appointed. Not surprisingly, there's been some pushback against having someone who's been convicted of a crime participating in the appointment process of judges. My name is Greg Nicholson, and I'm a news editor at Daily Maverick. I'm joined by my colleague, journalist Nonkululeko Njulo, who reported last week that the Helen Suzman Foundation is taking this matter to court. Nonku, what concerns did the Helen Suzman Foundation raise about Malema continuing to serve on the JSC? Let's start with his conviction.
So at the heart of this application is whether or not Julius Malema is still fit and proper to serve as one of the JSC commissioners. So the foundation believes possibly not. And they are basing this on the recent conviction that you've just spoken about, but also his conduct over time, part of which has seen him publicly attack members of the judiciary, be it magistrates or judges, that have specifically ruled against him or his political party. This is not me saying this, it's the foundation and its papers. So what then had happened was that the foundation then approached the National Assembly or its speaker, Togo Didiza, and said, you know, there are some issues here. These are the issues we would like to bring to our attention and would like you to look into the suitability of Mr. Malema. And, you know, the speaker decided not to do that. This is what basically brings us here at this point.
Okay, let's take a step back. And can you explain why the JSC is such an important body for our judiciary?
The JSC is an important body because, one, it protects the integrity of the judiciary. But secondly, this is a body that screens, interviews, and ultimately makes recommendation on who should be the country's judges and magistrate, starting from our lower courts all the way up to the Constitutional Court. This is the body that also presides of misconduct in the judicial space and makes recommendations to the president.
It's obviously concerning, I think, to have someone who's been convicted of a serious charge facing potentially 5 years in prison serving on this body that essentially recommends the judges who will oversee all of our courts. Can you take us through what Malema did say outside the Kokompo Magistrates Court in April after he was sentenced?
What had happened is that Malema, for some time, had been unhappy with the conduct of the magistrate in question. So then speaking to his supporters outside the court, he said, this magistrate is racist. This magistrate had been clueless. This magistrate had not been properly applying the law. And perhaps some of these concerns are legitimate, but there is a way and a place in which they are meant to address. This is what the foundation is then arguing to say, you cannot be consistently attacking the very people that you are meant to preside over, essentially.
Now, if anyone out there has the time or has been watching JSC interviews in the past, Malema often is very direct in his questioning. He doesn't step back, he's thorough, but sometimes this approach and his political posturing have got him into hot water. Can you take us through some of these past controversies on the JSC, Nonku?
There's been quite a number of these controversies, Greg, but perhaps let's rather stick to what the foundation has used in its court papers. So they make reference to two incidents. The one that happened in 2021, where Julius Malema, in his capacity as commissioner of the JSC, was then found guilty of breaching, you know, Parliament's code of conduct, members' code of conduct. So what had happened is that in one of the interviews, with these candidates, Malema would have asked a Gauteng judge an improper question, that's how they put it, around why he would have taken a decision that he had taken. And this decision has to do with a ruling that was against the EFF. I think it had to do with awarding, of course, 500,000, that much I remember. So then Malema, in that capacity, was then questioning. So he was found to have abused his position because he was not acting as the leader of the EFF, but rather as a commissioner of the JSC that is deployed, or a deployee of Parliament to the JSE. Malema was ultimately found guilty of abusing his power, and the sanction that was given at the time was that he must apologize, but he did not. Instead, he went to court, and the court came back in 2025 to basically dismiss his case. But staying on 2025, there was another incident, perhaps the biggest one, in which Malema was once again found guilty, but this time of hate speech. And this relates to remarks he would have made during a political rally in the Western Cape. So during the said rally, Malema had been outraged by an incident in which an EFF supporter was allegedly assaulted by a white man. So he obviously condemned that incident and took it a step further by saying he would never be assaulted by a white man, one, but also that, you know, his supporters must never be scared to kill, as well as that the revolution at some point requires some form of killing. So the magistrate obviously said these remarks were inflammatory and these remarks amounted to, intended to cause harm rather, and ultimately found him guilty of that. Those are the two main ones.
It's interesting that there's a series of quite serious concerns against Malema even before his recent conviction. But one of the things I found interesting in the Alan Suzman court application is that they're not directly saying that Malema cannot participate on the JSC. They're asking Parliament to consider whether he is an appropriate deployee to the JSC. Can you take us through the Helen Suzman Foundation's requests to Parliament?
The Foundation is basically asking Parliament to compel the National Assembly or the Speaker to institute some form of a process to look into Malema's suitability. They are saying, we are not necessarily invested in you removing this person from continuing serving, but we are saying, given his conduct, given his recent conviction, given the hate speech ruling as well, surely you have a constitutional obligation to assess whether or not he remains fit. That's basically what the foundation is asking the court to do. But it also wants the court to obviously award the costs. Ultimately, it also wants the court to consider the JSC Act, which does not give clear guidelines in terms of how you should carry yourself as a member or a deployee of the JSC. And they are saying there are standards for judges. Surely there ought to be standards as well for the people that are presiding over the appointment of judges.
And has Malema or the EFF responded to the Helen Suzman Foundation's court application?
Yes, they have responded. They've issued quite a strongly worded statement, basically lambasting the timing of this application. They are of the view that this is political, one. It is political in a sense that it is meant to sway or deflect the public's attention away from President Cyril Ramaphosa's failures as well as scandal. Secondly, as it relates to, I suppose, the nitty-gritties of this application, the EFF is saying ultimately their criticism of the judiciary or the members of the judiciary should never be understood as an attack to the judiciary, but rather it should be understood as, you know, democratic oversight.
I like that attempt to reframe the extreme criticism as positive feedback. Now, has Parliament had any response yet?
Parliament has not yet responded to this, but we are expecting that they will soon respond in their papers. But generally, I would think they would get legal opinion on this as well, because remember, they had already taken a decision not to look into Malema's suitability. So I think the papers will give us a clear indication of the position or the attitude.
Now, speaking of Parliament, this isn't the first time that appointments to the JSC has been taken to court. In 2024, the MK Party put forward Dr. John Thlope, the impeached Western Cape Judge President, as its candidate. Later, I think after Thlope withdrew his candidacy, the High Court found his appointment was unconstitutional and invalid. And Parliament at the time said it would implement steps to ensure that JSC designations would adhere to constitutional principles. Are we now, 2 years later, going through the same thing again? Or is the Malema case a little bit more nuanced?
It is a bit similar, but I would argue that Malema's case is a bit more nuanced, as you say. And I say this because when we're dealing with the Dr. Thlope matter, it was a clear case of a former judge that had already been impeached. And therefore, the question of suitability was automatically answered by the virtue of that impeachment process. What the court then said was, no, perhaps this person is not right or fit to be deployed into or to serve as one of the commissioners, because that might just taint the integrity of the commission that presides over the very appointment of judges. That's what the court said. But on the case of Malema, we are dealing with a politician. He is not a judge. The foundation is then arguing that we are not saying politicians must not be appointed to serve as JSC members, but rather, in the case of Malema, this is someone who's been convicted of a crime. Whether or not he's appealing is secondary, but this is someone who's been found of violating Parliament's ethics. This is someone who has a hate speech cloud hanging over their heads. Surely these things as a collective are enough for you to then look at the suitability of them continuing to serve in this commission.
It seems that they have to at least be taken into consideration. And what constitutional implications could this case have?
I think it's a number of things, really. The first one being that this case could give us much needed clarity in terms of what is fit and proper for a JSC commissioner. How are they meant to conduct themselves? Secondly, it will give the much needed clarity on the role of Parliament, whether or not they need to consistently monitor the conduct of its employees to the JSC. And perhaps lastly, I think it will almost reshape the accountability standards, not only for the current commissioners, but also for people who might be commissioners in the JSC in future.
Thank you for joining me, Nonku. I will be following your work closely going forward.
Thank you very much.